You're listening to Iceland News Review, the weekly news podcast of Iceland Review. Subscribe and tune in each Friday to get the latest from our fair shores. I'm Andy Sophia Fontaine, and these are the week's top stories in Iceland. First up on Iceland News Review, Iceland's new government is off to a rocky start, although it may be smoother sailing from here on out. As reported, with former Prime Minister Katrín Jakobsdóttir now officially running for President of Iceland, a new Prime Minister needed to be chosen by the ruling coalition. The person chosen was former Foreign Minister Bjarni Benediktsson. He has since then received anything but a warm welcome. A petition which stated that he was unfit for the office was started within hours of the announcement of his appointment. That petition now has over 41,000 signatures at the time of this recording. Furthermore, a recent poll showed some 78% of respondents dissatisfied with Bjarni as Iceland's new prime minister. Perhaps unsurprisingly, this led to a vote of no confidence being filed in parliament by the People's Party and the Pirate Party, who belong to the opposition. Also unsurprisingly, this vote of no confidence was defeated, 35 votes to 25. In the meantime, Katrín and political scientist Baldur Thorhason continued to exchange leading positions in presidential polling. Iceland's presidential elections are on June 1st. As for parliament, it is likely that the current government will soldier on with Bjarni as prime minister until the parliamentary elections of autumn 2025. Next up, marriage. Iceland has a national church, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Iceland. Roughly two-thirds of the nation are registered members of this church, and so it might stand to reason that most people would get married in this church. That has often been the case, until last year. According to Registers Iceland, in 2023, more Icelanders got married at the district commissioner's office than in the national church, at 43% versus 33.9% respectively. This marks the first time in Icelandic history that this has happened. Of special note is that this data is derived solely from those with Icelandic ID numbers who got married, not those without one. Whether those without an Icelandic ID number are more or less likely to choose the national church as their wedding chapel is unknown. Cruise ships are a popular way for people to visit Iceland, and most of the time, local municipalities are able to work with cruise ships in terms of handling the number of guests disembarking in their ports. However, some municipalities have struggled to accommodate thousands of tourists suddenly offloaded in their towns and have had to introduce some restrictions. Take Ísafjörður, for example. This town of a little over 2,700 people has previously introduced an environmental rating system for cruise ships and has, most recently, passed a measure limiting the daily number of cruise ship passengers that may disembark in the town to 5,000. Gildi Olafsson, chairperson of the Municipal Council of Ísafjörður, told reporters that tourists have been a boon to the town. The purpose of limiting their daily numbers is to have the infrastructure to accommodate everyone, tourists and locals alike. It is expected that this number will be raised in 2 years' time. The Akureyri Municipal Library is amongst the libraries that have been nominated for this year's IFLA Green Library Award. The library is on the long list for Best Green Library Project, for an intriguing project that is actually not related to books at all. The project in question, Frískápur, a portmanteau of frí as in free, and ískápur as in refrigerator, which is called fríj in English, is an ongoing project just outside the library building with the aim of reducing food waste. Individuals, businesses, and organizations with extra food that they might otherwise throw away are encouraged to bring it to and put it in these fridges instead. Anyone is then welcome to pick up this food for themselves. Incidentally, books are not the only things you can check out from this library either. Speaking to RÚV, library project manager Hrönn Sofiu Björkvinsdóttir pointed out that one can also borrow cake forms, dishware, tools, and board games. They even have a sewing machine, which guests are free to use on the premises. A new batch of names have been added to, and gatekept from, the Icelandic lexicon. For the unfamiliar, Iceland has a naming committee which approves or rejects new names. Whenever a parent wants to name their child a name, or someone wants to change their name, if the name is not already within the approved lexicon, they must submit the name to the naming committee for approval. The committee then judges the name based on a few criteria. The name must, for example, be conformable to Icelandic grammar, or have historic precedent, or not be a name that one could reasonably assume a child would get bullied for. On this go-around, amongst the names the committee approved were Hercules, Altea, and Dimitri. And while they did approve Óðr, written with an UR, they rejected Óðr, written in the Old Norse style with just an R. Among the names rejected were Bergmann and Boom. An interesting follow-up to a law that at the time of its introduction was extremely controversial. In 2019, legislation in Iceland's parliament increased the time limit for terminating pregnancies from 16 weeks to 22 weeks. While previously a pregnancy could be terminated after the 16th week, this required medical reasons for doing so and required written permission from the Directorate of Health. This previous law was found to be in violation of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, as it allowed the termination of pregnancy after the 16th week if there was, quote, a high likelihood of malformation, genetic defects, or damage to the fetus, end quote. As such, a new law was introduced which did away with the medical reasons and extended the time limit. At the time, the bill was hotly contested, with the former Bishop of Iceland objecting to the legislation as well as some members of Parliament. However, new data shows that there has been no evidence of any increase in pregnancy terminations after the 16th week. In fact, almost all terminated pregnancies in Iceland, about 90%, are conducted before the 9th week. Lastly on Iceland News Review, just as the plover heralds spring for Iceland as a whole, the humble and distinct oyster catcher does so for South Iceland, at least according to South Iceland news service Sunnlenska, who report that the oyster catcher has been spotted. The bird in question was seen in Sandvik, located on the western edge of the Reykjanes Peninsula. Bird watchers reportedly await the oyster catcher's arrival at this area with great anticipation, and the first spotting of the bird to the location has been recorded since 2007. The oyster catcher usually returns to this area on or around April 8th, so it is a bit late this year. This may be to make up for arriving considerably earlier last year, on April 3rd. The specific species found in Iceland, the Eurasian oyster catcher, spends its winters along the coasts of Africa and southern Asia. Come spring, these birds will fly north, breeding and nesting in Iceland. Unlike the Arctic tern, they are not aggressive towards people during this time and can be safely observed up close, but one should avoid approaching their nesting areas and stressing them out. Next up, the weather this weekend. Friday is going to be warm and cloudy for most of the country, although there may be some spots of sunlight in the northeast. Winds will be mild, with rain and perhaps some snow coming down in the south and northwest. These conditions will persist into Saturday, and by Saturday evening, rainfall will get heavier and the winds stronger in the western half of the country, so take care if you're driving through that area at that time. As we move into Sunday, the sky should clear up, with the sun beaming down on the entire country, and although it may be a bit breezy, temperatures will be warm. As for road conditions, bear in mind that all roads into the highlands are closed to regular traffic, so don't try heading up there unless you're in a glacier tour group or something similar. Also, avoid the eruption site at all costs, and do not stop by the site of Reykjanesbrei to photograph or film the eruption. Apart from that, roads are clear around the country, although there may be some spots of ice across the north. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like, subscribe, and follow us on social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, or X. For all your travel needs in Iceland, be sure to visit en.vedur.is. That's en.vedur.is, as well as road.is and safetravel.is. Through these three websites, you'll get up-to-the-minute information on weather and road conditions, as well as possible incoming natural events. By staying updated through these sites, you'll not only save yourself a lot of time and money, you'll also be able to enjoy Iceland with peace of mind. That's all for me this week on Iceland News Review. Be good to each other.